On Talking Point this morning, we're going to be discussing the Protection of Personal Information Act, which came into effect on the 1st of July 2020. It has far-reaching impact on all employers in South Africa. So we're going to be joined by an employment law and data protection specialist, Chloe Loebscher, from the law firm Bowmans, to help answer some of the questions listeners may have. And for those listeners not familiar with Bowmans, Bowmans is a leading African law firm with expertise across all fields of corporate law. Bowmans also shares, by the way, our love of music. And I must say I've personally enjoyed attending the soirees they host at their offices in Bree Street with Friends of Orchestral Music. And looking forward to getting there again soon, once we're able to do so. But let's concentrate on POPIA, the Protection of Personal Information Act. And Chloe, good day to you. Greetings.
Hi, Rodney.
How does POPIA actually impact employers?
Well, POPIA regulates the processing of personal information of data subjects by responsible parties. Now, these terms are all quite technical, but in the employment context, essentially what this means is that anything that an employer can do with personal information that belongs to an employee, so that be it collecting the information, storing the information, or disseminating that information, that must all be done in accordance with the Act. And that information can be anything that is linked back to an employee and contained in a record. So, for example, an employee's personal details, their disciplinary records, medical information. It would also extend to information about applicants for employment. So when the employer asks for a copy of the applicant's CV, for example, or makes inquiries about their previous employment history. And what the Act does is it sets a number of conditions that must be met in order for the information to be processed lawfully. So, for example, the Act says that they need to ensure that employees are made aware of the information that they hold about them, what that information is used for, and they need to ensure that there are appropriate security measures in place to prevent loss or unauthorized access to the information. And because all employers collect information about their employees, the Act applies to every employer in the country, no matter the size.
So I guess that the Act requires an employer to get an employee's consent to process all of their personal information.
No, not necessarily. So consent is one of the justifiable grounds upon which you can process personal information. But this isn't the only ground. So processing banking information of an employee, for example, that's necessary for the employer in order to comply with its obligations under the employment contract. And in that case, you don't need consent. But that being said, there are certain types of information that would require an employee's consent. For example, trade union membership.
What are the risks to employees who don't comply?
Well, one of the greatest risks is the administrative fines that can be imposed for non-compliance, and those are quite hefty, up to 10 million rand. There are also certain provisions which, if contravened, would amount to a criminal offence under the Act and could result in a fine or imprisonment. And of course, there's always the risk of reputational damage. But the good news is there is still 4 months left for employers to do everything they need to do to comply. And this is because we are currently in a 1 year transitional period, which comes to an end on 30 June.
Okay, so what do employees need then to get their house in order and to make sure that they are in compliance with this Act?
Well, there are 5 immediate steps that we would recommend employers take. The first is that they need to register their information officer and deputy information officer with the information regulator, and it's indicated that this should be done by 31 March. Once the employer's information officer is appointed, the second step would be to conduct a risk assessment to determine the kinds of information the business is processing. Once that's known, they should then prepare a compliance framework, setting out all the actions that they're going to take in order to ensure compliance. And this could, for example, be that you will send out a notification to your employees telling them the categories of information that you hold and making sure that there are appropriate measures to safeguard your personnel files, for example. Fourthly, responsible parties must prepare or update their PIA manual, which is required in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act. And lastly, we would advise that employers conduct awareness sessions for their employees on the provisions of the Act. And at Bowmans, what we've done is developed a toolkit for employers that would assist them in taking all of these steps. And the toolkit includes template forms that they can use, guidance notes and useful summaries of the various obligations under the Act.
Oh, no, excellent. So, Chloe, how can our listeners access your toolkit?
Well, they can visit our website, www.bowmanslaw.com, where they can find further information on the toolkit, or they can send an email directly to papirtoolkit@bowmanslaw.com. Once they've purchased the toolkit, we would then give them access to an online platform where they'd be able to download all of the documents in one place.
Thank you very much. I was talking to Chloe Loebscher, who's an employment law and data protection specialist at Bowmans.